Even if your child has mild to moderate autism, learning disabilities, attention difficulties, or other learning challenges, he can receive a classical Christian education. The Simply Classical curriculum was created by Issues Etc. guest Cheryl Swope, an author, educator with a master's degree in special education, and homeschooling mother of twins with special needs. The Simply Classical curriculum has become an answer to prayer for parents and schools. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and save $5 with the coupon code LPR.
So, would you like to tell the cameras why you want an abortion?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I do, actually. I really do.
Fantastic.
You know, because I want an abortion because my body is doing a thing right now that is not incubating a person. And I would like it to continue doing that thing. It's my choice, okay? Also, look at that kid. I mean, it's...
That kid is slapping his dad
yes.
in the face.
Yeah, we don't need more of those in the world. That's the other thing, so...
Good point.
That's an excerpt from the new NARAL Pro-Choice America commercial titled Comedians in Cars Getting Abortions. I think it's supposed to be funny. But there are some things, you know, when they talk about bad taste, things that are, do you make jokes about, say, the victims of the Holocaust? It's been, what, probably going on 75 years. You still can't make jokes about the victims of the Holocaust. And I don't think there's really ever going to be a time when it's in good taste or even good judgment to make jokes about how much you want your abortion or how much trouble you're having getting your abortion. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. Live this Thursday afternoon, the 14th of July. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking about that new NARAL Pro-Choice America video, Comedians in Cars Getting Abortions. Bree Payton of The Federalist will be our guest. After that, we're going to turn to the subject of a reported discovery of a 3,000-year-old Philistine cemetery, completely untouched and unspoiled, that was discovered, well, a couple years ago and now has been made public. What do we learn about these people that are mentioned in the Old Testament, rather prominently, the Philistines, from this find? Dr. Andrew Steinman will be our guest. Pastor Brian Wolf Miller joins us after that for our series, Top Three Verses. We'll be doing the Office of the Ministry. And then Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer will round things off. Our series, Christ in the Old Testament, will be at Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis 18 and 19. Now, you can join us with questions or comments over the course of the next 2 hours of the program. Our call in number 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. The Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. Joining us to talk about this commercial from NARAL Pro-Choice America, Comedians in Cars Getting Abortions, Bree Payton. She's culture and millennial politics reporter for The Federalist and author of a recent column titled Pro-Abortion Group Thinks It's Really Funny to Kill Healthy Babies. Bree, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thanks so much for having me.
What point is this film, this ad from NARAL Pro-Choice America trying to make?
So the point that they're trying to make is that it shouldn't be so hard to have to get an abortion. And they try to kind of mimic Jerry Seinfeld's popular video series, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. But instead, they tweak it a little bit to be two comedians in a car going to get an abortion. And so they kind of follow these two people around as they go about to procure an abortion.
So how specifically do they go about making their point that it's really, really hard for a woman to get abortion in America, where abortion is legal all 9 months and absolutely open access?
Right. So they follow this woman who is kind of turned away from an abortion clinic. So she kind of goes through a series of obstacles, right? So they first arrive in an abortion clinic that's been shut down. And they go accidentally wind up in a crisis pregnancy center, and they kind of make fun of the whole mission of crisis pregnancy centers and the pro-life movement. And then she finally ends up at a real abortion clinic, and the doctor assures her, yes, you can get an abortion here, but you need to come back in 32 hours. And before, you know, I can give you an abortion, I have to show you photos of your child at various stages of development. And so she's handing her pictures of like a fake baby in utero and then another child that's 10 years old. And then they're kind of joking like, oh, how do you know that this is really my kid? And they're like, oh, we know like the technology is really advanced. It's kind of ironic. So very clearly in this video where they're trying to say, look how hard it is to get an abortion. Isn't that awful? They're also acknowledging basically what an unborn baby turns into, right? Which is eventually the unborn baby is going to be a 10-year-old kid someday. So I just felt like they did a really poor job of trying to garner sympathy for themselves, I guess. I think that in general, the video is rather ineffective.
So it attempts to be funny. Obviously, right. You've got two comedians there. Is it in any way funny?
I mean, I didn't laugh at all. I didn't think it was, I didn't think any of the jokes were particularly funny. From the comments that they make, it sounds like they're in Los Angeles. So they kind of make a joke about how they can't go to the abortion clinic in the Silver Lake neighborhood of LA because Coachella just happened the month before. And so now the abortion clinic is going to be jam packed, right? So that was kind of one of the jokes. And there were a couple of other allusions to the scenario being in California. And then, which is ironic because at the end of the video, with all of the restrictions that the abortion doctor told them, like, oh, there's this waiting period and I have to show you images of your baby at various stages of development. None of those are requirements in the state of California. The California is one of the loosest laws when it comes to abortion. If you are a woman in California, you don't, if you're under 18, you don't have to have parental consent. There's no waiting period and doctors are not required to show women ultrasound images, and they're not even required to provide an ultrasound to them if women ask for it.
So this is definitely aiming at the incremental steps that the pro-life community has been taking legally in various states to try and regulate abortion. In essence, they're saying, we want unregulated abortion.
Yes, exactly. Right. And you know, which is, for all the people who are involved with the pro-choice or pro-abortion movement, a lot of them are claiming to do so on behalf of being pro-woman or, you know, wanting to provide women with options. But really what I see the pro-abortion movement doing is trying to remove a lot of these options from women by keeping them in the dark about all this, right? Like wanting to deny a woman access to an ultrasound or not wanting her to really understand what's going on or keep her in the dark. It really, that's not empowering, right? That's lying to someone or hiding information from them in order to coerce them to behave in a certain way, right? So I think a lot of this argument for more choice and more empowerment and more options in the context of abortion is really false.
A lot of what they deal with there, the specifics of what they deal with in the NARAL Pro-Choice America ad have to do with, as you just mentioned, informed decisions. It sounds like their idea of choice doesn't have much to do with knowing what you're choosing.
Right. Like, I think that all states should, at least at a minimum, be required to provide a woman with an ultrasound if she asks for it, right? Like, I think we can all agree that that's a pretty basic thing that abortion doctors and abortion clinics should be required to provide to women. So, you know, just the fact that a lot of states don't require abortionists to do that, they don't require abortion clinics to inform women of the ramifications of their decision or just, you know, tell them about all the aspects of it, I think is really damning and I think really says a lot about their movement and what they're advocating for.
We used to hear from the pro-abortion groups that they really did want it to be safe, legal, and rare, but it sounds as though this is an entirely different tactic, acknowledging that this is a child, among other things. How would you summarize their new approach to promoting and encouraging abortion?
So I guess if I had to describe the video in one word, I would say that it, you know, just really expresses indifference. The fact that this is the life of an unborn child, indifference to the fact that women are being kept in the dark or that abortionists aren't being required to inform women of everything regarding their decision and their choices, indifference toward the fact that it's no longer safe, legal, and rare, that it's an abortion on demand thing, right? Like, I think there's just a lot of indifference coming from that side.
Is there also indifference in the ad toward the fact, and it's simply a fact, that most women who seek abortions do so under some kind of duress?
I think it's pretty rare for a woman to be like, yeah, everything is perfect in my life. I have a perfectly stable situation, but I'm just going to go get an abortion, right? Like, I think that that's pretty uncommon most of the time. I think half the time, I was reading up on this yesterday, so roughly about half of all the women who seek to get an abortion did so because they didn't have access to contraceptives or they weren't using a contraceptive method properly. So a lot of these instances are accidents, I guess you could say, or a woman maybe not having access to the things that she needs in order to protect herself.
Finally then, Bree, what would you say to someone who says, you know, I think it's hilarious, and that's what we need to do. We need to make our points about women's free choice of abortion with humor and to highlight the fact that there are people who are trying to stop women from making a choice. How would you respond?
I think engaging in political discussions in a way that's humorous is always appreciated. But I think that as someone who identifies as pro-life very strongly, I think that the pro-life movement has a lot more going for it in terms of material to draw upon to be funny, right? I think that we're the individuals who value and appreciate life. And I think that life is funny. And I think it's a lot funnier than these group of people who are literally just advocating for death. So I think that in terms of humor or just engaging people in discussions in a more lighthearted manner, I think we have a lot more going for us.
You're the millennial reporter for The Federalist. Will most millennials simply laugh while watching this NARAL Pro-Choice America ad? About 30 seconds.
I don't think so. If I wasn't planning to write a piece about it, I wouldn't have been able to get through the whole video because it was so boring. So I think, you know, go ahead and watch it. As a pro-life individual, that's what we're up against, so know your competition, right? So I think go ahead and watch the video, but I really didn't find it funny, and not just because I disagreed with the message. Like, I genuinely just thought it was very boring and dull.
Bree Payton is cultural and millennial politics reporter for The Federalist, author of a recent column titled "Pro-Abortion Group Thinks It's Really Funny to Kill Healthy Babies." You can read it at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Bree, thanks for being our guest.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the reported discovery of a Philistine cemetery, untouched until unearthed. Dr. Andrew Steinman will be our guest.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Temptation, promiscuity, marriage, homosexuality. These are some of the issues addressed in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July, Sexual Morality in a Christless World. You can read an excerpt at issuesetc.org or find out more by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Learn the truth about sexual morality from a reasoned Christian perspective with the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Sexual Morality in a Christless World.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you tired of working out at big box gyms? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. You can even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Find out more at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. Performancefitness618.com.
Does your confessional Lutheran nonprofit or church need a new website? Let WordSites help you for free.
Word Sites is a volunteer-led group of technology and marketing gurus who have come together to help their fellow Lutherans. With the support of an effective website, you can clearly proclaim Christ and Him crucified to the digital world that we live in. To submit your organization for consideration, or to learn more, visit wordsites.org. Word Sites, your confessional Lutheran website, reformed.